appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. One of our listeners created this wonderful site, for which I am very grateful. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His regular website is realityblogger.wordpress.com, and blogger is spelled with just one G. He is the producer of Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination. He is also the producer of Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery. And, of course, that wonderful classic, The Corporation Nation, and that is at thecorporationnation.com. Clint, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Good to be back.
Well, it's always wonderful to have you on the program. You're just the one and only, right?
I suppose we all are,
huh? True. That's true. Well, you have done this amazing, amazing pictorial history. And I'd like to have everyone, let's pretend this is school, and I would like to have everyone that is at their computer go to this website, Reality Blogger, and on the right-hand side, you will just see the link to a pictorial history of the world's governments. And I would like you to open that link so that you can kind of go along with us, follow along with us, as Clint talks about some of these the more interesting photos. And it took you forever to get this thing up and running, right?
I mean, that did, yes, absolutely. It's not easy to find those, although there are some websites out there that have collected, you know, certain pictures where the Lubavitch characters are all crowded around all the politicians. And I understand also that there's a little trick that they play in Israel, and to me it sounds very demonstrative. It sounds very demeaning, because if you're going to go to the Wailing Wall, apparently they won't let you near it unless you wear one of them little yarmulkes. So apparently the people who are going there, and you see these pictures of people like, you know, your politicians and your presidents and your prime ministers all with these yarmulkes at the Wailing Wall, apparently they're forced to wear those. It's not really a choice.
I wonder, though, if that is applicable to everyone. There's actually two parts of the Wailing Wall. There's the one for the tourist, and
yeah.
The gentlemen do not have to wear a yarmulke to go to the wall.
Right.
So are they just saying just in that one half of the wall where just
That's what it appears to be. Now, I haven't verified that. That was something that was sent to me, and apparently if you're going to that special place that they only allow, you know, certain people to go to, then, yeah, you're pretty much forced to wear it. But that is not to say that the pictures of Obama and Reagan and Carter and everyone else in yarmulkes are not necessarily at the Wailing Wall. I mean, some of them are in America, some of them, you know. So the point is that you don't see the same type of pictures.
We're going on a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to whatliesinyourdebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's whatliesinyourdebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And do please click on the link that takes you to a pictorial history of the world's governments. It's very revealing. Okay.
I apologize too. If you do go to my website, the main website, unfortunately, it really boggles down because there's so much writing and pictures and information on there. But once you do get to an actual link, then it's fine. But the actual main page is really, takes a while to load, unfortunately. But, I did this pictorial history where I took all the presidents of the United States, the vice presidents, and all the important people, and of course who they appoint to be all your cabinet members, and we put them together, and it came out really nice, this big, long, revealing sort of pictorial history of the United States government going all the way back to the earlier presidents. In this case, because that was really well received, I decided to take it a whole nother level and go, you know, to the world's government, specifically the main players in the world economy, the world government, and even I was surprised at some of the stuff I actually turned up finding, because just stuff you wouldn't expect to see all these pictures just floating around, and it really. It's one thing to see a picture here and a picture there. It's another whole other feeling to actually see them all together in one place. And that was sort of the goal, is just to see that every culture in the world, every race, I feel very confident in saying that every race out there, races that have inhabited countries for so long, are now being, their entire political structure is being usurped by this international Jew. And I, you know, again, I use the word Jew very, very cautiously because, you know, I also included a lot of definitions of the word Jew. And these people who claim to be Jews but are not, you know, these Khazars, these Edomites, there's so many different words for them.
Yeah, some of them we can't say on the radio.
The synagogue of Satan, if you will, you know, whatever you want to call it. The problem that I've run across, because I've been doing this massive research project into the origins of the United States and the Masonic origins of the United States, and what I've found is that we cannot, and as you also know, I did a lot of genealogical, I took a dip into the genealogical realm and really discovered that every single actor in Hollywood who we know to be, or at least claim to be Jewish, are also the cousins, direct cousins, of the kings and queens of Great Britain, the England, United Kingdom, all of those countries over there, which, as we of course know, World War I was a family war between all of the cousins who were queens and kings at the time. It was an economic war. So what I'm having trouble distinguishing now is, well, if Abraham Lincoln's mother was a woman named Nancy Hanks, who reportedly were married, you know, and her spawn is Tom Hanks, of course, who's, you know,
yes,
very, you know, what you see is, and there's a whole case study on the case for Lincoln being Jewish, Lincolnstein, and what I'm finding is that it's very difficult at this point to distinguish between the word Jew, between the word Mason, between the word royal or royal bloodline. It seems to be that it seems to be the same blood, I guess is what I'm saying, and it seems to be the same blood that is usurping all of these different countries and literally destroying the cultural significance of race by instituting this multicultural thing. And as we know, you know, in France, they actually threatened the people that if the Jewish president Sarkozy, I think it was, threatened the people to say that if you don't start intermingling and intermarrying and having, you know, basically mixed race children, we're going to force it by law. Miscegenation, whatever you want to call it. There was a specific French word for it. But, I mean, it really means mongrelization or mixing race, whatever word you want to put there. There's words that are more politically correct than others. And so what I'm seeing, and if you look through this, you'll see what I'm saying, is that even in a country like Sweden, where the majority race is obviously and known to be and cherished as being the Swedes, you know, these countries are being taken over by this little minority who is ruling the government and changing the entire structure of not only the culture, but of the law, the legal system, of course, the bar.
Some of the people in Sweden are not aware of this. I had a Swedish lady on a couple, maybe 3 weeks ago, and I mentioned the lady that Spectre, who is very big over there apparently and has an organization, and she says that she's definitely leading the way, that the Jews are leading the way to multiculturalism in Europe, whether the people like it or not.
Yeah.
And my guest had never even heard of this woman.
No, and that's the case everywhere. It's really disturbing when you actually, again, when you put it all in one place and you see all these pictures together in one place, it becomes a moral imperative that this needs to stop. This infiltration really needs to be, we need to do something about it. We can no longer be this peaceful resistance. We can no longer, I mean, if you look at the Bible, you see, you know, what I grew up, of course, realizing is that the Bible is a very violent, violent book. And I always thought that was necessarily a bad thing. And now I'm starting to realize, hey, what happened to the Christian soldiers? If you're a Christian out there, you're claiming to be Christian, why are you sitting there? Why are you joining a group that is diametrically opposed to you? Why are you friends with Israel? Israel not being anything but a state whose goal is to start something I really want to talk to you about, Deanna, something that I've uncovered. Their goal is to start this new World War III.
It's already started.
Well, but see, we concentrate on the what's been given to us, which is the Cold War aspect, the China. Even though we're the ones that built up China, we can sink China in 2 days. We could pull out all of our funding, and China would be completely back to being a rice country. I mean,
I don't know.
The concept. You can look at the Kaffirs. You can look at the Kaffirs, and you can see who owns all of those corporations, all of the stock.
Oh.
And it's all American corporations, Jewish corporations. So the whole thing, I mean, the spread of democracy, if you want to call it that, is really the spread of imperialism. It's the spread of corporatism or fascism. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've uncovered, of course, is the multitude of fascist or fasci, which are the international symbol of fascism, which are, of course, hanging in the halls of Congress. You can look at any picture where the president or anyone is standing up in front of Congress, and you see the international, the bundle of sticks with the axe on it. It's you know, Mussolini's flag for fascism was the bundle of sticks, the fasci.
Well, the Lincoln Memorial, his statue sitting there, you know, in the chair, he is holding on to those fasci.
Absolutely. It's in the Oval Office. If you look at pictures of the Oval Office. So, I mean, fascism literally means, in the basic terms, it means government ownership of corporations. That's exactly what we have. And, obviously, you've had me on talking about the Kaffirs and the state of the pension funds and how they, across the world, collectively own the stock of basically all corporations. The public stock that people get, you know, it's like gold. It's minuscule. It's a very small amount compared to the public funding of corporations. And then you have their corporate bonds where taxpayer money is used to fund corporations like Hershey, Pennsylvania. They said, no way we're moving. We are Hershey, Pennsylvania. That's why we're here. Well, no, government. Since government votes as a proxy shareholder in that corporation, guess what? Hershey is now in China. And guess who paid for that move? It was a government bond, a corporate bond issued by the pension system to Hershey. And that's public money being used to fund the move of a wholly American company over to another, to a foreign land. I think it was Mexico or China. I can't remember which. But the point is, fascism literally, again, it means government control of or ownership of corporations. That's exactly what stock ownership represents. And so I've been saying this all along. I just didn't really ever understand the world, stage of how this works and how they're all working together to basically take over and topple these governments and then make that country into a place where slave labor is basically happening, and then making America dependent on that country to get its supplies, its food, its products.
Right.
More importantly, though, America is not only dependent on those countries now, but they're dependent on America. If America stopped buying those products, there'd be no need for those countries to have these massive factories. So the Jew, if you want to call it that, the bloodline, has literally spun a web. It has rearranged its pieces on the board, and it has made every country now dependent on each other. It's not that America is dependent on China, because China is equally dependent on America. No one is specifically dependent on the other without the reverse also happening. So it's literally now a world economy.
Right.
So it's a world set of fascism being led by these people who are getting into government. Now,
We do have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. There's only one G in realityblogger.wordpress.com. All righty. Yeah, this is pretty awful, really, when you consider it. And now you can look back and you can see the legislation that was put into place. I mean, way before NAFTA even. NAFTA was the formalization of what they had been attempting to do since the 1800s, since about 1840-ish.
And if you actually start considering, I mean, you know, there's certain words and things that we don't really think about, but when the United Nations talks about the United States, or when it talks about, you know, any of its members, you know, states in the United States are members of the United States. So when the United States government, the central government, talks about California or Nevada or New York, they refer to them as states because that's what they are. They're political governments of the United States. They're literally the territories of the United States that have been incorporated into, or corporations that are called states. Okay, and they have permission to do so, and they had certain things that they had to agree to, like giving up all of their land to the federal government, and that's in the Enabling Acts. If you just go search Enabling Acts of your state, you'll see that there really is no such thing as states' rights, especially with the current state of national emergency and all that. But when you talk about the United Nations, well, wait a minute. If the United Nations as a central government is calling the United States a state of the United Nations, and it's calling Ethiopia a state of the United Nations, and it's calling England and France and Germany a state of the United Nations, well, wait a minute now. What does that mean? That means that we are no longer, quote-unquote, a sovereign nation. We are now a state of a sovereign nation. So the United States is no longer necessarily, when it comes to these international affairs, it is, of course, under uniform international laws, and the Uniform Acts actually came from the declarations of emergencies as well, which is in a whole other subject. But, and I'm actually currently writing about that, a big long essay about this, probably going to be in three parts because it's so huge. But, I mean, if the United Nations is calling the United States a state of the United Nations, obviously that is, it's not very respectful, first of all, because it doesn't respect the power and authority of the United States as a sovereign, per se, no more than the federal government is respecting the states at the moment as sovereigns, sovereign kingdoms of their own. So when you're talking about these things, yeah, we have to start considering what these terms mean, because a state is nothing more than a corporate body that is controlled by something else. Well,
right.
That's what the United States is.
They're calling all the countries states. The Israeli state, the German state, the Italian state. And it's been very subtle, the way that they've kind of slipped that in instead of referring to them as nations or countries.
Well, yeah, and it's also a legal terminology, because you're getting away from you know, governments and unfortunately churches, religions, I should say, are very much anti-nature. They're against the natural law. Churches, of course, don't necessarily celebrate the life of God or Jesus or whatever. They celebrate the death. So you might call them, that's kind of the unnatural state. So everything in government and everything in religion is basically, it goes against natural law, because, of course, your churches, your religions, corporations have been forced to basically preach that the people, the parishioners, must obey the law of the land. Well, the law of the land is not natural law. In other words, do no harm to others or their property. God's law. The law of the land is man's law, okay? Whether you're considering the Constitution, whether you're considering the federal government and all of its code, whatever you're considering, that is not natural law. And, of course, government law is political law, or positive law. And positive law is a direct violation of natural law. The only way that positive law can be a good thing is if it is in harmony with natural law. In other words, you have the right to not have something forced upon you. But everything in the United States, and basically now everywhere, because there's this uniformity of law that's coming out of the International Bar Association, it's coming out of the United Nations, coming out of maritime law, uniform commercial codes, these are all uniform laws that have been applied everywhere now, either through military conquest or through volunteerism. But most importantly, because of this takeover of governments by what is shown in this essay of pictorial evidence, you have literally this uniform tyranny that has happened, and it is anti-nature, it is anti-natural law. It forces things upon you. It is positive, whereas, again, negative is natural law, which means that you have the right not to have something forced on you. Well, you know, just go look at U.S. Code. You have the right to have your life, your liberty, and your property taken away from you. That's eminent domain. Well, what does that mean? Well, eminence is a religious term. Why would government use a religious term? Well, that's what I'm writing about now, because it turns out that government is not so much of the people. It's actually of the right, R-I-T-E, of the Masonic right.
Yikes.
So it's a religion.
It is. Alrighty, we are taking a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And I got an email, the email is just a question. Was Prescott Bush a fascist? And I think that you've probably explained what a fascist is, but we get so caught up in the names, the terms, the titles that we give people, that we sometimes fail to understand that for some people, fascist or some other term means one thing, and for somebody else, it means altogether something different. Are you there, Clint? Did we lose Clint?
Oh, I apologize. I had my mic muted. I was coughing. yes, they got me. I can't talk anymore. They've gagged me. So, you know, yeah, you're right. And I think this is the theme that I'm trying to put forth today is not necessarily to single out individuals. Oh, Prescott Bush, he funded the Nazis and he did this and he did that. You know, that's really not what's important. What's important is to not look at the gang member, but to look at the gang. And what's really important is to see where that gang is. So, I mean, yeah, to say that Prescott Bush was a fascist, well, did he promote the government ownership of corporations? Did he accept government funds in order to build his corporation and in return give the stock of that corporation to government so that government is the actual owner? Well, yes. So technically anybody that opens a corporation by registering it with government is a fascist. I mean, that's the ironic part about it. If you're registering something with government, you're giving it to them. You're allowing them to take possession of it, and you become the user, the usufruct. And you're strictly there as a user of property that is owned by government. This includes your children, your car, your home. So technically, without even understanding the process, we're all committing fascism without even knowing it. And that's the sad part about Americans, is that we just don't know what the heck we're doing when we do it, when we go register our cars and when we do all these things. We just don't really understand what that process actually entails. And it turns out that when we say our money is worthless, well, it's not worthless because the money is literally backed by all the property in the United States. All that property registered to government, all of it owned by government. So, I mean, the money, again, it's not your money. Whatever you have in your account is not your money. It's government's money. It can take it back at any time. I think we all realize that that is the case. You can have your wages garnished. You can have runs on the bank. They can close the banks because guess what? The banks are dealing in government script, government money, copyrighted money. So the banks literally have incorporated to be a usurious function of government. They collect your taxes on your mortgages. I mean, we're in a system of fascism, and we don't even really recognize it because we don't understand the legal ramifications of everything we do, all the contracts we sign. When we sign that signature card at the bank, what are we doing? Why am I signing a signature card? Why do they need my signature? Oh, well, actually, the signature card is a signature. It's a contract. It makes you agree to all the rules of banking. Okay, if you look up the rules of banking and how that act got created back in the, oh, was it 1917 or 1933, you'll see that it's a tyrannical thing, and you're agreeing to it when you sign that signature card. You have no idea you're signing something, but you're giving consent to all of this crime and usury. Every time that you register something, every time that you get a birth certificate for your child, a marriage certificate, all these things are literally the participation of the people in fascism. So back to the question, was Prescott Bush a quote-unquote fascist? Well, I'm here to tell you that we can't single out individuals anymore, okay? Because, again, if you look at the pictures that I've presented in this and some of the other things, you can see that this is a family affair. You can see that all of our presidents have been cousins of the Queens of England. President Obama, with his Jewish mother, his first cousin of John Lachlan Plantagenet. Okay? Why is that significant? Now, here's where it gets interesting, Deanna. This is my plea to all your listeners and to everyone to understand what's been happening, because I finally get it. It's taken this long, and you've had me on this show so many times, and you've seen my learning process, my learning curve, and at this point, I can see what's happening, finally. And it's actually being admitted right before our eyes in the Jewish press, in the Jewish newspapers, the Israeli newspapers. So I want to see if I can put this into terms where we can understand that we can't single out individuals anymore because, again, it's a bloodline family affair, whether you're talking about Jews or non-Jews, Israel, you know, it's all the same thing because really they all have the same goal. And that's the most disturbing part about it. When you're talking about Masons, let's see, what did the Jewish Tribune in New York, October 28th, 1927, it printed this. It said, Masonry is based on Judaism. Eliminate the teachings of Judaism from the Masonic ritual, and what is left? That's the question it posed in the newspaper. Okay, what I'm saying, and of course the Queen of England is the head of the church, and also the head Mason. Okay, so all of these things are intermingled. We've been trained to say, oh, it's all the Jew, or it's all the Queen, or it's all this. But in fact, all of these groups have the same exact, and I mean exact, goal. And that goal really surprised me. That goal is to rebuild the Temple of Solomon. All right. So if we go back to the teachings, or I guess you could say the predictions. I don't call it a prediction as much as foresight or planning. But when we talk about Albert Pike, Albert Pike specifically said that World War III would be, and this was, of course, in the 1800s when he said this, he said World War I would be this, World War II would be to establish the New Jerusalem, or the New Kingdom of Jerusalem, which is Israel, for the bloodline, and World War III would be specifically to pit the international Zionists against the organized world Muslim or Islam. Okay? That's what he said in the 1800s. And the fact of the matter is that that's happening right under our noses, and we don't even see it coming. But I want to read to you what the Jewish, the Times of Israel, okay? This is right out of Israel. This was printed on 7/30/2012. This is so important. Probably the most important thing you're going to hear in the coming months, because this has been the plan all along. The plan of this bloodline kings and queens, because in the 1200s and before, the kingdom of Jerusalem was literally part of the Plantagenet crown. They had claim to the kingdom of Jerusalem. That's what it was called. Of course, the first city in America was Salem. Jerusalem. You start to put these pieces together, and what happened? Well, they lost their claim to that kingdom in 12, I can't remember the date, I think it was Isabella that was the reigning monarch at that point. So what we have is a reclamation of the kingdom of Jerusalem through World War I and through World War II. That is the goal. I have a Masonic Bible sitting here. It's from 1942, and it's called the Holy Bible Red Letter Edition, Masonic Edition, Cyclopedic Index. When I open it, the first thing I see is a pentagram. The second thing I see is a lovely picture of the building of Solomon's Temple. The goal of Masonry, as it states in this book, is the rebuilding of Solomon's Temple, the third temple, which is Ezekiel's temple. Now, this might all sound a little nuts, but until you read it from the Times of Israel, what was the purpose of starting Israel? What's the purpose of all this support? What's the purpose of taking every government over, including the United Nations, and having the support for Israel, or the kingdom of Jerusalem, now re-established for the bloodline? Because those people over there are white. They are not Muslim. They are not Arabic. They are not black, as is described as a Semitic race. They are not a Semitic race. They know it. It's in their Jewish encyclopedias. This is the bloodline, the same bloodline that claims to be monarchs, to be ruling through God. Okay, so let's read what the Times of Israel said in July of 2012. It says, M.K. Zevulun Orlev, of the Jewish Home Party has called for massive reforms, including new basic laws, in order to establish a third temple in Jerusalem, referring to Solomon's Temple or Ezekiel's Temple. In an article published in advance of the fast in the Weekly Hebrew Journal, entitled Internal and Legislative Reform, Orlev wrote that the temple must be rebuilt in Jerusalem and that fundamental changes to Israeli society and government were necessary in order to realize the success of the project. Besides spiritual reform and the creation of a cadre of religious experts capable of running the temple, Orlev argued that the government, assuming the government will choose to be democratic, a horrible word, majority rule, must turn back dissent surrounding the project. Now, here's where it gets interesting. It says, quote, it will be necessary to defeat no confidence motions to overcome the hostile left-wing secular media and to ignore eye-rolling economists who will say it's a waste of public funds. To forestall appeals to the High Court of Justice, he advocated the legislation of a basic law, now listen to this, that would guarantee funding and manpower and protect the third temple from prosecution. In other words, it's making it a holy religious site that is above the law. The law, quote, the law will also protect the third temple project from accusations of discrimination, inequality of women in the temple, and animal cruelty in the offering of sacrifices. So they're changing the laws to turn back all the progress and say women are not allowed in the temple, so we can't use equality laws anymore, and we're going to suspend animal cruelty laws because we're going to sacrifice animals in the new Temple of Solomon, the thing that that's been the goal since the dawn of recorded history, basically, through the Masonic and other types of organizations that, it turns out, are all the same people. Okay, what's the goal of Israel? It's to rebuild the temple. What's the goal of the monarch? To rebuild the temple, because the monarch is the Plantagenet kings. You see, it's the bloodline. It says, Orlov acknowledged, now here it is, Orlov acknowledged that to remove the religious and political impediment to his plan, namely the presence of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Dome of the Rock atop the Temple Mount, would mean that the billion-strong Muslim world would surely launch a world war. So to build the temple, the goal of Masonry, the goal of the monarchs, of the bloodline, of the Jews, to rebuild Solomon's temple on top of the holy Muslim site, this paper claims that the billion-strong Muslim world would surely launch a world war. We're talking about tearing down the most holy site of the Muslim people that has been taken over with the help of England, of course, because England funded the war, the soldiers, the Jewish soldiers that went over and took over Palestine and made it this illegal state of Israel. This was the reclamation of the Kingdom of Jerusalem, which was once held by England, by the Plantagenet king. And then you have Albert Pike in the 1800s telling you exactly what the world wars are going to do. They're going to set up the state of Israel, and then it's going to pit worldwide Muslims against the international Zionists. And here is the Jewish paper saying they're going to rebuild the temple and that, quote, a billion-strong Muslim world would surely launch a world war.
Wow. Okay, so you're talking about the destruction of the Dome of the Rock. Now, that facility is so heavily guarded. When you go there, you have to you go through metal detectors, you have to take off your shoes, you have to leave all of your jackets, your parcels, your purses, everything, before you can even go into that building. The other thing is that there is a store there. It's called the Temple Store. And they have a back room, and they have all of these artifacts that they say came from the original temple. And some of these are gold. And the gentleman that I talked to when I was there said, we don't know why we are supposed to rebuild the temple. We just know that we are supposed to do that, and it will happen soon. But, of course, as you say, they have to somehow get rid of the Dome of the Rock, because that is where they plan to build it. And the Wailing Wall, which was supposedly, well, the Wailing Wall, that was not really part of the temple. That was part of the wall to go into Jerusalem, I think.
Mm. Mm. Well, okay, so at the end of the, you say it's heavily guarded and all that. Well, guess what? At the end of this article, here's what he says. Orlov recently advocated a bill to bypass the High Court of Justice and protect illegally constructed buildings in the Beit El neighborhood of Givat Olpana that was struck down by the Knesset. I don't know if I'm saying that right, in June. So, I mean, in other words, this group, if you start searching these things, you'll find that there's several organized groups of people, and Jews, of course, and whoever else is supporting them, specifically, and for no other purpose, their organization is to fund and to organize and to make legal, as we read here, the rebuilding of the temple. This is the holy goal of governments now. And again, if you consider the purpose of this Jewish, quote-unquote, Jewish takeover of the governments of the world, who are now sending tons of money in reparations. I mean, the whole thing was set up to not only fund this state of Israel, but to get it to the point where this can happen, where World War III can happen. So I'm telling people, look, forget Russia, okay? Forget China, forget all these things that are putting thrown to you at the Jewish media, because the Jewish media is not talking about this. CNN, ABC, they're not talking about the real World War III that was talked about in Masonic writings that predicted and planned World War I and World War II, and exactly what happened from Albert Pike happened. So why would you not think that World War III is really the majority of the world, which is Muslim, against this tiny little part? And really, if you think about it, I know there's a lot of people out there that say there is no such thing as a good Jew. Well, these people have also been used, like everyone else, to instigate this.
Alrighty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Jenna. And our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. It's very interesting, as you were talking, I remembered an issue or a fact that when the Germans invaded Paris, that they took over, they seized all of the Masonic papers, which were, you know, like 25 trainload fulls, from Paris, for the Masonic International. And so they put it in train cars and took it to Prussia. And then when the Soviets came into Prussia, they found these train cars, and they immediately seized them and took them all back to Moscow. And that is where they stayed until probably in the 1991. But they used all that information, well, not all of it, but the significant information, to get the Western powers, such as Truman and everybody else, to go along with the implementation of the United Nations and all the things that occurred, all of the decisions that occurred towards the end of World War II. They used all of this information to blackmail people, the Western powers, into accepting the communist Talmudic terms.
Well, and you see its fruition. I mean, you again, we see with our own eyes, and with the help of this pictorial history that I put together, it should be fairly obvious who's got the power. I mean, I think it's also important to say that we're talking about the organized religions, the corporate religions, including the Vatican. You know, I also have pictures of the Vatican where they're, you know, they've got the Star of David. By the way, to be clear, the Star of David is not the Star of David. I mean,
exactly.
Technically, it's the Seal of Solomon. Okay, that is what that six-pointed star is. And one of the Bible verses says, set my seal upon thy heart. Okay, that's where the Star of David comes from. That's its origins. Its later functionality, it was turned into a five-pointed star, which is what we use in America. Okay, so understand, when you look at these churches and you look at these temples, especially the Mormon temples, you'll see that Star of David, which is actually the Seal of Solomon. Now this will bring us to the importance of these organized corporate religions I don't know if it'll surprise you or not, but this is from the Israeli News, or Israel News, also from 7-2012. Now, one of the pictures I put up there was Romney at the Wailing Wall with his yarmulke and all of that, and all of his experience with AIPAC and speaking in the World Jewish Congress and all that. So here's what it said in the Israeli National News. It said, quote, Romney's love for Jerusalem is part of his Mormon faith's 170-year-old ties to Israel and its dictate to rebuild the city and the temple. We'll continue.
All righty. We're going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We'll be right back after Station ID and a word from our sponsors.